This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
And the Boston Red Sox have buried the ghost of 1978. They have won the American League wild card, eliminating their ancient rivals.
This was a challenging year. Not an easy year for us.
They were non-competitive pitches. Just did not look like Garrett Cole that we had seen early on this season.
When it's all said and done, I didn't perform the way I wanted to perform.
This is Barton Hahn. I don't know how much Hahn we're going to have. Here's some tissues, my friend. He's decked out in all black, looking like, Ninja Gaiden over there going on right there. He looks like, it's okay, Snake Eyes. I've been there before. Listen, the Yankees disappoint again, and it begs the question, can you run it back? I don't think you can run it back. You talk about your white whale coming up short. Moby Dick, he was not, Allen. I mean, you hear it in a promo, non-competitive pitches. Eovaldi pitched a gem. Non-competitive pitches. It begs the question, Spider-Tacky 3000, was grip an issue? It's one of those things, man. It's a somber day here because we thrive off New York sports. And the Yankees were the last team that we had hope could give us an opportunity. Now all our hopes rest on the Brooklyn Nets. The Kyrie-less Brooklyn Nets. The vaccine-less Kyrie Brooklyn Nets. And that sound in the back you hear, ladies and gentlemen, is the rest in peace for the 2021 New York Yankees.
Don't ask for whom the bell tolls. It tolls for thee, Brian Cashman. Or Scott, it is time.
You okay, brother?
No, I'm very far from okay.
Tough because night for you. We asked a question yesterday. Should he start?
You did ask that question. Not everybody heard you, apparently, but you did ask the question. Now, again, as I said, Garrett Cole is your guy. It's your ace. It's all you got. He's your best pitcher, so in a winner-take-all, he's supposed to start. But if you know your players, and you know the hamstring coming off COVID, he hasn't been right. And if you know he's not right, how the hell are you putting him out there? Like, you got to know. You got to know more than the media does. You got to know more than everybody else does. You watch him enough. You've seen his performances. You just see something right here. Hey, Garrett, I don't know. In a winner take all, I'm not sure. Not sure. And it showed up. So many things showed up. So many things. And look, you know what I want to tell you? This is what I want to say, Bart. And I know I'm supposed to, as the host, read all this stuff. I'm not in the mood right now. I'll get to it. Straight Talk brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. All that stuff. You understand. But this is not about Phil Nevin sending the runner.
This ain't about that.
No. It's not about Garrett Cole either. $300 million Garrett Cole not getting it done in a big spot. It's not about that. Because you should have known he wasn't right. This is not about. This is about how we got here. Why that two home runs by Stanton hit a wall.
Really?
In the middle of the damn stadium.
Really?
Why?
Really?
Why?
Really?
Because you had to play there. Why? Because you did not do what it takes to get at least home field advantage.
Wall.
So how do we? Yeah. Because he hit two bombs and they hit a wall. And I'm not blaming the wall. Blaming the fact that they had to play in that stadium. So don't tell
stadium,
me about last night. Don't make all these. Don't give me that inside baseball crap about what pitch was thrown, what decision was made by Phil Nevin, why Judge shouldn't have gone. All that stuff. Gleyber Torres not running it out. Don't give me any of it. This is not about what happened last night. This is about what has led us here. And this isn't even about this year. This is the last four. This is about the fact that in 2017, we thought that was a launch pad. What we found out is that's the apex. That's as good as it got.
Yeah.
Maybe 2 years ago, 2019, you actually won the division. You still got to the ALCS, but you weren't good enough, and we knew that. We could tell. They just aren't good enough. Is it talent? No. But, Scott, this is not a talent issue.
See, I think it is.
No, it's not. It is not.
I think it is.
This is stubbornness at the highest level. This is when you call out in the NFL, and you're, again, I'll go to your parlance. This is when you go and you say, that coach needs to be fired because his system sucks. And he's stubborn and he will not change it.
So, see,
this is not though. About the manager, because in baseball, it ain't the manager that decides what to do. This is a Brian Cashman thing. Oh. I am. It is time.
Whoa. So when you need, so this is the thing, right?
Can I give you stats to back up what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Because this is a system. This is an all or nothing, home run or nothing offense.
That I agree with.
That is, number one, by the way, not compelling to watch. It is not. And you could, this is not analytics either. Don't get me wrong, you guys out there with the calculators telling me, oh, here come the Neanderthals telling us that numbers don't work. No, I fully believe in analytics. But this math does not work. And how many years do you have to go? It wins 96 games a year, Cashman will tell you. That's great. But how does it work when you gotta win? It doesn't. How does it work against teams that are built to beat you? It doesn't, because you are not versatile enough. You are a one-dimensional offense, and good teams, they can beat you because they know it. We all know it. Evaldi knew it. Cora knew it. The whole league knew it. Everybody knows it about you. That's the frustrating part. So we have gone now 4 years of this. It's been the same thing, and it's time to change it. And if Cashman and his guys that are up in that computer lab that punch out these numbers and say, this is going to work, it works. Look, see, we led the league in scoring. We every year after year, I get it. 858, 851, 913 runs scored. And then what happens? This year, 711.
They run into pitching.
Oh, we got injuries, though, Bart. It's injuries. See, you have to have some versatility. You have to not be so stubborn that this way is going to work. I swear this is the year. I'm done with it. So, Brian Cashman, if I'm Hal Steinbrenner, I have reached that point now where I got to have that conversation. Hey, maybe we need to change what we're doing. We got to change our thinking. Yeah. We got to change something because this isn't working. And for my $200 million, this is not enough. Because Steinbrenner's the guy who said, when Gerrit Cole was signed, I expect championships. I spent all this money. I got the guy you wanted, the white whale like you mentioned, Bart.
Yeah.
I expect championships. That's not fans. Don't say fans are entitled. You're a Yankee fan, so you just think every year should be a championship. No. Now, this is not about that. When I'm hearing from ownership that he expects it, then me as a fan, what am I supposed to say? Oh, he's crazy. No, I expect it too. And you didn't get it again. And I'm telling you right now, $200 million to lose in the wild card when you backed in is embarrassing, and something needs to be done. Now, my question is, will something be done?
Well, to your point, it has to be, right? Because when you talk about this team being one-dimensional, you're talking about it's home run or bust. This isn't an athletic team. And in this league, it's good to have power, but it's good to have athleticism as well. People who can, you know, generate scores, who can run the bases. You know, I think you talk about, you know, Boston being able to get from first to third, how fast they get from first to third, right? The difference between Judge getting thrown out, you know, I know that it came from the wall, the left side, shorter, cut off, and all that.
And you got to know the dimension of the stadium. Right. You got to know.
Well, they play there enough. They should know.
Absolutely.
Right. So that's a Phil Nevins thing, right? So everybody can take blame for the loss yesterday, but you know the fact that they didn't, you know, that they didn't have J.D. Martinez. They didn't have their big guns, and they still were able to come in confident.
Xander Bogaerts has struggled, and the first thing he did, and what did I say yesterday? Bogaerts has been struggling, but watch. The season ends, and you're in the postseason, and everything flips. All of a sudden, it's a little different. Feels a little different. You know it better than anybody. You've done that. Well, you've been there. He gets into the game, and he, that first blast, and who is it? It's the guy that has been struggling.
Yeah, and they got to him early, right? You know, they got to him early. Listen, Gerrit Cole didn't have his stuff, and you can blame it on a hamstring. You know, some people want to blame it on the sticky stuff, right? Because we know that,
You think spider tech? You think that's Gerrit Cole's issue?
Especially when it gets cold, right? When it gets cold out there, the ball gets harder and it gets slicker, right? So it's hard to
grip it.
Well,
that's a $300 million issue then for the Yankees.
It's hard to grip it. I mean, you have to ask that same question about Aroldis Chapman, too. You know, he had control issues. He was missing his spots, and he laid one right in the middle of the plate, and he was non-competitive, like they said. He was non-competitive because he didn't have control of his stuff. So, I mean, they got to him early. And, you know, that was a recipe for disaster. They have to go back and look in the mirror, and they have to listen, go and understand, how do we get here? We got here because, you know, our catcher isn't great. He slumps too much. We have to make a decision on him. We got to make a decision on Judge, who had a great season. It's not because Judge didn't show up. It's not because Stanton didn't show up. It's because guys like Gleyber Torres is a better second baseman, so they got to find themselves a shortstop.
Yeah.
And a shortstop,
Trevor
Rich.
Story, Corey Seager, whoever it is, Rich. Come on down.
So how much more money are you going to spend?
That's exactly, if I'm Hal Steinbrier, that's what I'm saying. How much more do I have
Trevor
to spend?
Trevor Story going to cost you
$300
million.
I thought your system works.
Yeah,
I got to keep piling money on your mistakes. It'll work once you spend $300 million on my on my payroll. That's ridiculous. The Rays aren't spending. They're paying $60 million, yeah. And they get it done.
They
so wait a minute, Brian. I got to write another check? Another check?
Yeah.
I don't think so. Because I mean, give me the other.
You're
I'm
stuck
sorry,
there
Bart.
Now. You're stuck
who,
now.
Who's the player, the young player on the roster? You're like, wow, this guy came up. They really developed him, and he's turned into a star.
Well, I think
that's Gleyber Torres and Gary Sanchez have both plateaued.
That's
a problem.
Well, he plateaued because maybe he struggled on defense. He's worrying too much about the defense. He can't really focus on offense. So moving back to second
now
base.
Now we're talking feelings.
Exactly. Of course it's feelings. You know, you put him at second base. I'm giving up on Gary Sanchez. I'm not giving up on Gleyber Torres because I've seen examples of it. I've seen flashes of it. We know that he's much better at second base. Put him at second base. Go get, how's not signing Didi looking now? Right? He was a glue guy.
Well, clubhouse guy, very important.
And who's the leader?
DJ LeMahieu gets an extension. He gets hurt. He hasn't had a good year. He was a catalyst of the offense, all that stuff. But I'm telling you, all of this factors in, the excuses factor in, everything else factors in, and that's the frustrating part from the Yankee perspective. Now, obviously for the Red Sox, it was a great performance at Fenway for them, and they get it done. Now they get the chance to play against the Rays and see if they could do something against a team that everybody's expecting, like Buster only told us, to go on and win the World Series with the lowest payroll. Again, for baseball, oh my God. But that's what happened, and it's maddening. But I can't help it, from the biggest brand the Yankees have become, and I'm going to say this clear. I've said it once before. I'm going to say it again. The Yankees have become the Dallas Cowboys.
Don't say it. The Dallas Cowboys
they absolutely
living up to
are,
expectations.
Because it's the same thing. It's a rabid, passionate fan base. It is a huge brand, and they always just come up short. They do. But you come back every year because you believe. Willing to spend. Owner is not afraid to spend. Like, the team has that brand, that magnetism, everything. But
this is the
they
year,
just
though.
Won't get it done, and it's now 12 years.
But this
12 years
time.
Since they've even appeared in a World Series.
But this is the first time since the whole Baby Bombers where you said, man, they really underachieved. Like, you know, you can still blame it on the buzzer.
They won 103 games in 2019.
You can blame it on the
and
buzzer.
Didn't get it. Come on.
You can blame someone on the buzzer. What I'm saying is it was built-in excuses. Now this is like we got to look ourselves in the mirror because they have no excuse. They have nobody to blame
the
it on.
The system doesn't work, Bart. Right, it doesn't work.
Well, it doesn't work in the postseason. It works in the regular season. And
what are we doing? Because half the league sucks, so you beat up on half the league.
It's kind of like how the Don Nelson, the Mike D'Antonis used to be, right?
That's a good point.
They win the regular season because of the analytics, because everybody's not playing.
Yeah, all the threes,
When you go to the top, you go against the top teams, they got the ability to play small ball. They got guys who can move runners in scoring position. They got guys who don't leave players on base, right? Baseball is different, man, in the postseason, right?
This has to reach a point of this is unacceptable. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. I know your boy from Alabama is going to call up wanting eyebrows, right? Remember he called? He called yesterday. I'm looking forward to hearing from him.
You're looking for
your eyebrows. We want to hear.
No,
mine aren't going anywhere. Be part of Bart and Hahn Nation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line, ESPN Nation. We are presented by Dr. Pepper.
Did you feel good for Evaldi, though?
College football's back, and so are the fans. Return to glory with Fansville at Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve. No, I did not. But I do wonder about Aaron Boone. Because that is the question. I didn't say I'm blaming him. I'm saying, does he survive this? It's Cashman who should be called to the carpet.
I'm saying he's not coming.
But we keep
who the hell are you gonna replace
trusting
him, with?
Him. I understand. I know you're saying, who do you replace him with? I get it.
He went out and got you Rizzo.
I am not.
You got to pay for Rizzo, Story, and Judge. What's that, like $900 billion?
This is not about fire everybody. This is about, come have a meeting. We got to change things.
Yep.
That's what it's about. Don't be so stubborn and keep playing it this way. Not compelling. It's not compelling to watch. And now I got to write another check? What do you need?
You got to write three checks.
Come on, man.
You got to write a shortstop check.
But here's what I also think. I don't like this. And this is the messaging that the Yankees now have. And they've had this for a while. This is since Boone took over. Because Joe Girardi would give you some things. He'd let you know. He'd show emotion on his face. Well, he lost his job because he criticized Gary Sanchez. Which now we all criticize Gary Sanchez. Aaron Boone is a lot more amenable, right? Mm-hmm. When it comes to talking with the media, making sure he says all the right things. But this is the one thing said last night. Out of all the different things said, right? Gerrit Cole saying he's sick to his stomach. Garrett, so we all were. But Aaron Boone saying this really, really had me wondering, who the hell writes your material?
The league's closed the gap on us. You know, we got to get better. We got to get, you know, better in every aspect. It's just getting a little bit better, you know, because it's not just the Red Sox and the Astros now in our league. You know, I mean, look at our division. The Rays are a beast. The Toronto, and you know, there's some teams in the Central that are getting better and better. Tigers. Teams in the West that are better and better. Teams that have closed the gap on us, and you know, that needs to be, you know, front and center as guys prepare in the off season and get ready for spring training next year. That, you know, we've got to get better.
All right, that's Straight Talk by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Hey,
that's a leader.
No,
right,
no,
there.
No. That's Matt Nagy.
That's leadership.
The league has closed the gap on us.
What did you hear? What did you
close?
Hear?
What gap? The one at the mall?
No, let me tell you what I heard.
What gap was there?
Let me tell you what I heard. This is a shot at Cashman, because guess what? He's saying all this analytics and all these geek squad dudes up there. You know who they are? You know who the Yankees are? The Yankees are the pre-Lane Kiffin Alabama team, right? And what do they have to do?
At least that team played defense.
No. But that it was ground and pound, right? Mm-hmm. And it was Lane Kiffin that took them into the modern era. This team is built to win in the early 2000s. This team is built to win in the 90s. Baseball has changed. That was him saying, listen, baseball has changed. We got to get better. We got to change this thing up, right? Remember, it wasn't because until Nick Saban lost the championship game that he went out and got Lane Kiffin, and you start seeing these quarterbacks come. Hey, we can't win with a Greg McElroy. We got to go out and get a Tua. We got to open this thing up. We can't just run the ball and play NFL-style offense. We got to figure out how to open it up and create space. So in a baseball sense, what are we talking about? We're talking about guys that put bat to ball. Right, we're talking about guys that can run the bases. We're talking about getting a guy like Turner, you know, somebody who can steal bases, somebody that put pressure on pitchers, right? That's what we're talking about.
The Dodgers get it right.
That's what I heard.
They get it right.
But that's what I heard, right? He's saying the league has caught up. The game has changed. We can't win like we used to try and win in 2000. Everybody kind of, you know, old people never want to change the book. They always say, no, we can win this way, right? We can. No, not anymore. Baseball has changed.
Tried and true.
Much like football has changed. You can't win like that anymore. You got to have athletes. It's not enough just to hit dingers. You got to be able to, you know, dig out doubles. You know what I mean? When they should be singles, just because your base running is so good.
But just have another dimension so they can't just play you one way.
The modernization of the Yankees. They have to modernize.
That's a really good parallel. I completely get it. But the first part is what really caught me. And you know what? One thing I'll say is Boone is right. And maybe you're right. Maybe there was a little bit of warning in what he was trying to say through the media upstairs.
Yeah,
and maybe
change.
He was trying to suggest that
up.
Because he's right. Because the Blue Jays, they aren't coming. They're here.
Yeah,
I mean, they pushed at the very end. That's a young team. They are exciting, and they definitely are a team to watch. Obviously, the Rays are going nowhere. The Red Sox are clearly better, and they've gone through their rebuild, and they are clearly going to be a better team. Where are the Yankees? Could be like, you know, where are they in this division? They could be fourth. Thank goodness for the Orioles. Otherwise, they could be in last.
That's the team they're heading in that way. That's why they didn't host.
But it's like, you know, the Astros, we call them out for the cheating and everything else. But what have they done since all those allegations and everything blew over? They just keep winning.
Yeah.
They keep winning. They keep being there. They keep showing up. Like, that's the frustration. And I look at the Dodgers as another great example. I mean, they are now the premier well-run franchise in the sport.
Well, they spend that money.
They spend, they develop, they get what they need, and they perform. And they are not a one-dimensional team. And that's why they are a favorite you can believe in.
Well, they take more strikes. You got to pitch.
I mean, Kershaw might not
be
available to them, and it won't matter. They still are the favorites to win the World Series. Isn't that amazing?
I just think they could have Kershaw and Trevor Bauer.
Look, it's frustrating on many levels, and I'm giving it to you from a fan perspective because I think, you know, you understand. This whole thing of Yankee Universe and these arrogant Yankee fans, it's not what you think. There is 99% of the fan base is not arrogant. They are frustrated. I lived through the 13 years without a World Series appearance, 82, all the way up to 95. The wild card era started, and that's all of a sudden when, okay, now there's more availability for the Yankees, whereas you don't have to just win the division. But that's a long time to go for this franchise when your owner talks about winning a championship. That part is maddening. And you know what else is maddening? Here's another problem. The mayor of this city, Bill de Blasio, is a Red Sox fan.
Is he gloating? Aga's house, known as playing.
He's a Red Sox fan. And since he took over as mayor in 2014, not a single New York team has won a championship.
So he is
only
him.
Two have reached a championship level, and that is the Rangers, his very first year, Stanley Cup Finals, and the Mets the next year in the World Series. And since then, nothing.
You know who's happy today?
And he leaves at the end of the year, so maybe fortunes will change. That's bad karma, man. Yeah. When your mayor is a Red Sox fan, you know, bad karma.
You know who's happy today? The Mets, because they don't have to talk about the meeting with Theo Epstein and all that.
Which didn't go well?
Yeah.
And, he gave you the thanks, but no thanks?
Yeah, and the Yankees are right where they are just one day later. Like, you was laughing at me for packing. Come on down.
Yeah.
Yeah, thumbs down
played
that.
Played one game more than they did.
Yeah, thumbs down that, too.
My God. All right, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Yeah, we will get to your calls on the Dr. Pepper call-in line at Barton Hahn, of course, on Twitter as well. Coming up, we will ask an expert if the Yankees need wholesale changes to their franchise or how can they finally get back to being that franchise that sets the standard instead of now feeling like they're on a hamster wheel chasing everybody else. But first, Bart has this from ZipRecruiter.
According to Forbes, gyms, stores, and more are set to go on an epic hiring spree to meet pent-up demand for these services. Businesses reopening means that millions of jobs will be needed to be filled. So where do they turn to fill these roles fast? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter technology is so effective that 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate within the first day. You can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/Bart. That's ZipRecruiter.com. B-A-R-T. Hear me the gong, man. So say the Yankees. Back after this.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bart and Han.
Oh, cool. Man.
See, no, put me in a good mood. You want to put me in a good mood?
They're not. They should be putting you in a good mood.
I know. This is Boston.
Because these dudes from Boston.
I know.
They dissing you on the low.
I see. That's what that is.
Have you ever been dissed? Have you ever been dissed and you didn't know you were being dissed?
See, it made me happy for a minute, but you're right.
Yeah, they tried you right there. I ain't going to let you take advantage of my guy, how you singing some Boston group.
But I like this.
I know, man. But you got to know what they represent. They represent the bad guy.
I like New Edition, though.
Yeah, man. Ronnie, Bobby, Ricky, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man, that's a rap, man. Don't worry about it. They know. But you was about to sing, and they had drawn you into it. They was going to get you singing, and then they was going to put it on wax, man, to the Boston people. But listen, man, shout out to Boston, man. Cora coming back was huge. I mean, that just shows you the difference in leadership, right? Because isn't it weird that you feel like Cora is making the decisions, and it seems like Boone is following instructions?
Oh, there's no doubt.
But that's what I'm saying, though. So
He's got to follow.
In this game, it feels like managers still manage. That would be my only criticism. Like, is Boone a manager that gets the respect of the analytics department in Cashman, where Cora clearly is in control because what he's already done in bringing them a championship and taking a team that had low expectations that he said, hey, this team is better than people are giving credit for, and look what he's been able to do by pulling the right strings and making the right moves. So that's my only criticism of why maybe it may be time to move from Boone. That means Cashman has to give up a little control to somebody that has an opinion or somebody that's you're going to have to listen to their opinion. They're going to make their opinion known if you're not
I need Brian Cashman because we know he's the guy behind the curtain, right? He's the man. He's the wizard.
Do you think he needs to understand
that things need to change? I think that's important. He needs to acknowledge that. All right, maybe we need to make some adjustments to our plan and not just throw money on the problem.
But does Boone garner the same respect that Cora does, right? Remember, Boone came from the booth. Cora was coaching somewhere else, right? Came
Listen, what respect do you need? Like, what is the respect you need? Like,
clearly,
he was brought in.
Well, no, clearly the
to
opinion,
be the player's friend because but, Gary Sanchez right. got upset because Girardi called him out. Oh, we don't want to upset the players.
My point, but what I'm saying is, you talk about organizations need to make a change. Do you really start respecting the opinion? And I know they're going to say, "Well, Boone is on board with everything that we do." Is he really, or are you telling him that he's on board? Right?
You know, it's funny.
It feels like Cora is making decisions. It seems like Boone is following instructions.
I think Boone is involved in the conversations, but he ends up, you know, agreeing with a lot of things.
Yeah,
they're
what's
doing.
His vote? What's his vote? 5%?
Yeah, that's that. Of course, you know, I think he knows he can't veto.
Yeah, does a geek squad get 40%? Cashman gets 40%. He gets 20.
No, they blame the players. They blame the players. That's how they do it. But and I want to make it clear again. This is not anti analytics. I believe in it. But this math, the way they're doing it, this is clearly not going to win you a championship. It can get you 95, 96 wins a year. It can make you a team that competes and can get there, although they barely
the
got
Rockets.
There this year.
It makes you the Houston Rockets.
It's just not going to get you right. Yeah.
It makes you the Houston Rockets.
It's just
Rockets.
Not going to close the deal. And that's the most frustrating part. It really is. ESPN Radio, we are presented by Progressive Insurance. Cars, homes, boats, motorcycles, RVs, and more at Progressive.com. Alan Hahn, Bart Scott. Bart, let's grab some calls here real quick. And you know what? I think this is the first one we got to take. This is Rob in Alabama, who yesterday ended the show by telling us he wants eyebrows.
Hey, what's up, Rob? Alan's ready for you. He asked
the
manscaper.
I'm hunting them eyebrows, Barty. You looking electrocuted this morning?
Bro, why you keep saying to me? Why? Hey. Listen, first of all, why do you keep pointing the eyebrows at me when I'm the one that said that I thought
eyebrows.
The Red Sox was going to read?
He
why
knows
you want
not
mine?
To ask me.
I probably
mine.
Got none anyway. You got Alan over here looking like Teen Wolf. You should see he can braid the hairs on his forearms.
Hey, you know who else is looking for eyebrows this morning? The damn Yankees fan. They hunting eyebrows up there. They hunting somebody.
Yeah.
Cashman got to go. He's a bum.
It's
Boone's got to go. He's a bum. Judge, bum. They're all bums. It's Red Sox. We're coming for you, Rays. We're coming for you.
Well,
let's go, baby.
All right, Rob. Good luck in that series, my friend, and I'm sure we won't hear from you.
Yeah, let's see you next week. Bet your eyebrows this series.
Let's see. All right, let's go.
You want to put our eyebrows up now?
I am not putting anything up on anything at this point.
You don't
point,
believe in a race?
I am bringing Jessica Mendoza into the conversation.
Maybe she'll
and she
put
joins
her
us right now.
Because she can draw them back on. I don't know how to draw
on
them
on. The Goodyear hotline. Jessica, how are you doing? As you can tell, it's Yankee Red Sox madness on the show right now. And I think the first question I have for you, as somebody that certainly you've been a consultant, you understand how things work inside an organization. The Yankees have won 96 games a year playing this way since 2017. But when we get to this point of the season, it seems it's not enough to overcome and win, and even just get to the World Series. Would it be time to change the strategy?
Yeah, I mean, and some of the personnel, and I don't mean up top. I know everyone wants to blow it up, fire everybody. This is ridiculous. And the expectation in New York will always be World Series or bust, or you're a disappointment and you're a failure. I get that. It's also cool to see the parity in the American League. Aaron Boone talked about it after the game. I mean, shoot, Seattle Mariners. Mm-hmm. Of all, you know, I mean, you think about some of the teams that were pushing up that should have possibly been in that wild card game. And it wasn't because the Yankees were so bad, but just that other teams are so good. I also say that the way that this team is constructed, it's all about Gerrit Cole. Like, if Gerrit Cole does not pitch well, they don't win. And not just because they don't have other starting pitching that are even in the same, like, ballpark as him, which is true. It's that you look at this team, and they don't score runs. Like, and it blows your mind. How do they have Aaron Judge, Giancarlo Stanton, shoot, Anthony Rizzo, mm-hmm. and they don't score more runs? They were in the bottom third of all of baseball this season in runs scored. And look at last night, 2 runs. And, yes, you can tip your cap to Nate Eovaldi and the bullpen of the Red Sox, sure. But really, that offense should be putting up more runs than they did. And that's, to me, the difference in this season.
You speak about Aaron Boone saying that the rest of the league has closed the gap. And, you know, it feels just to me like Aaron Boone is following instructions, where it seems like Cora is really managing and being able to use his gut, his intuition. You know, is it maybe time for the Yankees to start reconsidering how they go about, you know, how they come up with the game plans, the lineups and things of that sort, and maybe bring a manager if they decide to move on from Boone? I'm not trying to fire anybody. But, you know, this has to be a disappointment because this is the first time where they didn't go as far as they did the last year. So now you have to analyze everything.
Yeah, it was kind of sad, honestly, listening after the game. He must have been asked a question very similar to that of, you know, just should they be going in a different direction? How do you feel, basically, if this is your last year, you know, with the Yankees? And he talked about, look, you know, this has been really hard. And, you know, but he's going to, you know, keep his head held high because of what they've been able to accomplish and still the team, you know, all that stuff. But if they were to get another manager, and they might after this, I don't know if it changes who they have. And yes, Alex Cora is a one in a million type understand. And I've worked with him here at ESPN. I've sat with him during many a game where he can understand what's about to be thrown. He can understand the situation. I mean, he literally was managing. It was incredible sitting next to him. But I've also sat next to a lot of other current managers in this that just are coaching, right? They're just trying to help guys be the best version of themselves. Now it's more about manipulating what you've got. And I just believe that this Yankees roster needs to be constructed more athletic. They have to be more geared towards not just home runs. And that's whether you have a new manager or not, I don't care how much magic you can have Alex Cora. They're not going to be able to win more games unless they become a team that can do more than just hit home runs.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that. That's kind of what my first question, that's where I was going when I said to change the strategy. It's less about, you know, fire everyone and start over with new people. It's more about let's have a discussion about whether or not this is the way we want to try to win, because it seems like this isn't going to work. And so I'm glad you said it the way you said it. We're talking with Jessica Mendoza right now on the Goodyear Hotline. Yankees and Red Sox last night. Red Sox win. They move on. They get to play the Rays. And the Rays have really been the class of that division. And, you know, I love what the Blue Jays are doing. I think that's a team also to watch as well. The Rays aren't going anywhere. The Red Sox showed you something this year. So for the Yankees, there's a lot to worry about going into this offseason. But the Red Sox, you know, come off a year like they did last year. This felt like it might have been a rebuild year. They had some injury issues, of course, but yet here they are in this division series now with the Rays. What kind of chances do you give them in a short series like this?
I mean, to me, for the Red Sox to have any kind of success against the Tampa Bay Rays, which really fell off the radar because of all the attention the Sox and Yankees have gotten throughout the season, right? The storyline has been about them. And meanwhile, here the Rays just winning, oh, you know, 100 games. And to me, like for the Red Sox, they have to get 18 outs from their starting pitchers. We saw Nathan Eovaldi get into the sixth inning, which I think works in a wild card game. They can use everybody they want out of that bullpen. But when you're looking at more than a game, you know, you're looking at a 5-game series against Tampa Bay, they absolutely have to get 18 outs from their starters because their bullpen is their biggest weakness. And they're not going to be able to utilize all those different guys unless they're able to get length. And JD Martinez, his health is going to be everything. Yes, the offense showed up against the Yankees. Gerrit Cole didn't even make it through the third inning. And for them to have real success against one of the best pitching staffs you will find in all of baseball in the Tampa Bay Rays, they need JD Martinez.
Yeah, getting him healthy would be huge. All right, so in 30 seconds we got here left with you, Jessica, and thanks so much for the time. Who do you like tonight, and what a run by St. Louis, and wouldn't it be something if they upset? Talk about knocking out another big brand in the Dodgers tonight.
Oh, man. I mean, just you look at this team, and they were on nobody's radar at all even 4 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And, yes, they went on that run and the winning streak, which was just stupid. But this is where I do credit a manager, Mike Schilt. He didn't make big changes. When they were struggling, when they looked like they weren't even going to make it, at, you know, 500 teams, he stuck with the plan of, like, I believe in these guys. And there is something to be said when there is confidence and there is a mental, like, I can do this, as silly as that sounds. But that's what Paul Goldschmidt talks about. He's like, this team had a – we struggled. And I even thought, okay, we need to make some changes. Like, we need to – like, and instead there was real belief. And how cool would it be to see them, especially the Dodgers are supposed to win the World Series now. Nice. They're not even the one that wins their division. Everyone's expecting them to still win the World Series. It would be a huge upset.
Yeah, definitely another big one tonight between two classic franchises, just like last night. Jessica, thanks so much. It's great to talk with you.
Yeah, awesome, guys. Take care.
All right, all the best. Jessica Mendoza on the Goodyear Hotline telling us all about, at least she agrees.
You forgot to ask her if she's going to put up her eyebrows for us.
No. No reason for her to do that.
It's got
to
be one of us.
Enough with the eyebrows, please. Martin,
we are presented by our callers.
I know, Progressive Insurance. Guests on the show, as you know, appear on the Goodyear Hotline. So your calls coming up on this and what the path forward for the Yankees should be. Do you agree? It is time for a change. Maybe not firing people, but certainly a change in the plan. And is it really bad for baseball if the Yankees and then the Dodgers too get knocked out in the wild card? More to get to, but first, Bart has this from Straight Talk.
5G is here, but the big carriers want you to sign a pricey long-term contract to get in on the action. Well, not anymore, because Straight Talk Wireless has rolled out 5G coverage nationwide with plans starting at just $35 a month with no contract. And get a Samsung Galaxy A32 5G for only $299, all on America's best networks. 5G coverage, 5G phones, less money. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. 5G compatible devices required. Eligibility, actual availability, coverage, and speeds may vary. That means here, Alan, it's going to be slow skis. Just playing, it's going to be fast. Back after this.
Bart and Han.
Bart and Han, ESPN Plus, Bart Scott. Let's discuss something that I mean, only in baseball now do we see this, and I want to know what you think of this, because when you play in the NFL,
yeah,
you go into different stadiums. Now, they all unique. When you play for the Ravens, you always tell me, I love the story you say, you wait in the tunnel, then you hear Renegade. It's an intimidating song. You come out, well, and it's something about...
That's the Steelers, yeah.
I said the Steelers, right?
I said the Ravens.
So when you played for the Ravens, yep, and you were playing in Pittsburgh, did I say the Steelers? I'm sorry. But when you'd go into Pittsburgh, you'd hear Renegade, you'd come out, and it was like this feeling of intimidation. So there's a uniqueness, whether it's in a dome, whether it's the turf or real grass, there is something unique about football stadiums. But the one thing that is the same are the dimensions.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
It's always going to be 100 yards. Okay, nothing's going to change. Uprights are where they are, all that stuff. In basketball, same thing. 94 feet.
All right, Hoosiers.
Right, exactly. 10 feet, right? Nothing changes. Now, the arenas have different depths and different feels, but the dimensions, same.
Yeah.
In the NHL, same thing. You know, the dimensions do not change in the NHL as well. Well, they used to, but now it's all uniform. Baseball's different, and we saw it last night.
I like that.
The Yankees played the Red Sox in the wild card,
the Green Monster,
which is 310 feet away from home plate, which, of course, makes you feel like it's easy to hit it over that wall. But you got to hit it, of course, pretty high. Because if you don't...
Launch angle.
Yes.
Uppercut swing,
and
baby.
As Giancarlo Stanton learned last night, sure, you hit him off the wall, but you know how to play it off. And that's how Aaron Judge got caught on the one. And the other one, even the announcers thought it was a home run at one point. But does that, like, is that a cool thing?
I think it's cool, man. I think it's the coolest thing in the world.
Is it an advantage to the home team?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Because they know how to play off the wall. Just like in Yankee Stadium, they understand you got a nice
lefty swing.
Or in
Chicago when you got the brick out. Yeah,
you got a nice lefty swing. Nice little uppercut is shorter out there.
The Mets built City Field also for the idea that you have pitch. Yeah, they're always about a bit about pitching. So you feel like it's an advantage.
I love it.
All right, well, this is interesting. So a couple of years ago, there was a study done on this. Home court, home field, home ice advantage, right?
Yeah.
So the NBA is the greatest. 62% of the time, the home team wins. In the NFL, 59% of the time, the home team wins. In the NHL, it's 56% of the time. In baseball, it's only 54%. So your ballpark, your team is essentially, you would think, by design, you build your team to your home field.
Right.
Okay, setup. But yet it doesn't translate into more success at home versus the other sports that are all uniform. Does that make sense?
It does, but it's tough, right? Because you think about it, sometimes the other team is just better than yours, right? So it's just like one of those things. No matter where you play, you're going to lose those times. You're going to lose those times. I wonder how many of those teams were the favorites going in, right? See, that's the advanced analytics.
But you should be able to take advantage of it in some way at all.
Like, yeah, but pitching erases all of it.
Like the example I have is like at the Boston Bruins back in the day, at Boston Garden, again, another Boston team. So the old Boston Garden, it was 9 feet shorter ice surface and 2 feet more narrow. So what'd they do? They had a big, you know, burly team that would just beat the crap out of you. You had no space out there until, of course, now the NHL said, no, everybody's got to have the same size. But that's the idea. You build your team to take advantage of it, and that doesn't happen, but it does for Fenway.
It's also equivalent to when you're playing outside, and then you have a team like Tampa that has to come up, like the whole thing we used to have with the Eagles in Tampa Bay, playing outside, playing in long grass. It's different. Yeah, it's different because it gets cold. It's different. So the weather is a great equalizer in football.
Yeah, well, home field was certainly an advantage for the Red Sox last night.
It's okay.
It's hard. Bart and Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott. ESPN Radio, we are presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Let's grab some calls here, Bart Scott. Let's see. Let's go with Katz in New York. Katz.
How you doing, Barton Allen?
What's going on?
How you doing?
Man, first, man, long time listener, first time caller. I will wait 20 years just to let the both of you guys know. Everyone keeps blaming Boone, Pears. It starts with Hal. He's let the inmates run the asylum. That's all I'm watching. Cashman with the IBM computer and the analytics. How did that add up to, let's start Brett Gardner, not Greg Allen, who covers bases, not Estevan Florival, who covers so much range left to right?
Florial,
like, I love Brett Gardner, but it's time to go.
Yeah, this is goodbye, right? And it's one of those things.
I'm just not putting it. I'm not putting it on him. Thanks, Katz. I'm not putting it on him either. Like I said, I think this is just a residual effect of a mindset that they have had in this organization. You heard Jessica Mendoza say it as well. It's just not the way to do it now. The all or nothing, one dimensional offense, not the way to do it, and it puts so much pressure on your pitching. Which, oh by the way, injuries have impacted the Yankee pitching. They took some flyers on some guys, and Kluber, Taillon, but you know, and obviously Severino has been missing for a while. They only get him back late. Gerrit Cole also had some issues, whether it was COVID or the hamstring, was not the right. He was not right, and you could tell. So the offense was the issue, and she mentioned it, and I'm telling you, Bart, that's the frustrating part. You have an all or nothing offense, and you got mostly nothing. Lower third in the league in offense for a team built to provide offense. Let's get some NFL talk coming up. Some stunning releases that Bart's going to tell you where they're going to end up next.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.